Ever feel like your bedroom's shrinking? Don't worry, you don't have to sell your favorite things to make space. With IKEA Bedroom Storage Solutions, think dressers, wardrobes, full closet systems, even storage boxes. You can keep it all. Your vintage band tees? Safe. Those limited edition sneakers? Plenty of room. And yes, your childhood teddy bear gets a spot too. Don't sell what you love, store it instead with IKEA Bedroom Storage Solutions. Shop now at ikea.us/bedroom-storage.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we are all in agreement that Jeff and Wendy
yes.
are going to clear the air here with Jimmy Fallon.
We will clear the air with Jimmy Fallon.
Excuse me, hold please.
Well, he responds.
Oh, hold on.
It's negative energy.
I got no beef with Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's negative energy.
No, I don't.
Not anymore.
He must have responded this morning.
He just wrote back.
Okay.
I got no issue with Jimmy.
Wait, wait, wait. I know I'm going to be on his show. I'm going to kiss his ass before I'm on there.
It's not
tweet.
Fair.
No, it's not. Jimmy and I were bros, man. Solid.
Here's Jimmy Fallon right now from NBC. Hey, Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, what's up? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning,
well, we thought
Jimmy.
we thought going into this interview that we had beef with you.
You could. Well, I think beef has to be both sided, right? Double sided.
It was
can't be a one sided beef, can it?
I didn't get any
Wendy
love on the tweet. On the tweet,
you didn't get any love. Here's the deal. I check at like random hours. So I got to give you good hours to tweet to me.
Oh yes, please give me your hours so I can constantly send you stuff.
Well, I didn't know what time. When were you sending these tweets out?
Huh?
I got Jeff's.
Well, I was actually.
I just sent my tweet.
Well,
here's
what broke my heart, Jimmy. This is where you and I drifted. This is when we began to drift apart.
Okay.
And I'm sure you felt it too. But it was Friday night,
right.
and I was home and I was watching your show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had my laptop open and my little thing started blinking, and I saw that there were a bunch of people who were commenting on the show as it was on. And I thought the thing you did with the sour balls and put them, you know, had everybody put them in their mouth at the same time and then did the audience thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was great because, you know, everybody makes that face about 10 seconds after it starts to dissolve. So I sent a tweet to Jimmy Fallon. I'm like, check it out. He's responding to everybody right now. And then I went to bed with tears in my eyes. Because
wait, in your eyes still, or were they coming out of
your
eyes?
They were falling. I mean, I was dry because I had cried so much.
I feel so stupid.
So
I don't know what to say.
And that's when you and I broke up.
Felt it a little bit over here.
But I got your love note.
It was almost like Sleeps in Seattle. I looked out the window. I put my hand on the window, and I could kind of feel you all the way over Atlanta.
But seven minutes ago, Jimmy Fallon responded to at Jeff Dollar. Sorry I missed your tweets. Talk to you in two.
That's sad.
So thank you, Jimmy.
I apologize. You know, I was Friday night. It was the most exhausting week of my life. I got to be honest. It's my first time I've actually had a real job.
Right.
So I mean, this is like I wake up early in the morning. I go to bed as early as I can at nighttime because I cherish sleep. It's like I need it. It's unbelievable. So by Friday I was just wiped, and so I sent like as many tweets as I could get out, and then I just passed out. I was almost like. I was almost on a NyQuil high, almost. I passed out in the hallway.
Well, owe an apology here to Wendy because she's still stalking, tweet stalking you, and she hasn't gotten anything yet. So.
No,
oh, my God. Wendy, did you send me one right now?
I did, 2 minutes ago. Should I send it right now?
Let me just check because I have 350 followers.
Here we go.
See, Wendy, this is falling into the same theme that we have the last couple of weeks of you acting desperate. You can't beg somebody to tweet you back. That's an act of desperation.
It doesn't count.
It has to happen like it happened with me. Just the connection between Jimmy and I was undeniable, and so he wrote me back.
Where is yours?
Hang on.
Wait a second.
Do you think right now, like, Twitter's all fun and games, but you have 350,000 followers, and how far... How many more weeks do you think it'll be before you hate Twitter passionately?
I'm addicted to it. I like it because it's quick. It's just fast. You don't have to overthink this thing. It's not like a blog. I honestly think it's a cool way to actually, even get like news and stuff. It's weird. I think it's going to go bigger than this. It's going to be, I think, invest in this thing. This thing is going to be bigger.
I think it's so beautiful also because you're interacting.
Not money, by the way. I meant invest your time in it. By the way, save your money. The economy is terrible. just invest your time in these. Because I think, like, honestly, there's CNN is sending out tweets now, and like, there's different things like if you want gossip, there's like Perez Revenge is on there. I mean, there's all things. Anyone can get RSS feeds, kind of like, so you'll get tweets saying like, hey, this just came in, this just happened, you know, and you'll get news. And it's only 140 characters long, so they get right to the point.
Right.
And they can also link to a website. So it's kind of like convenient. It's like having a newspaper on your phone.
You're hooked on it now.
There needs to be a limit, though, because Diddy, you got to admit, do you follow Diddy?
I do not follow Diddy.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably in the time when I go to bed to the time I wake up, he will probably send 60 tweets. Not kidding. And someone...
Questlove, the drummer in our band, is in the Roots, sends tweets like it's going, like during the show.
Yeah, these guys do that too. It bugs me. I'm like, shouldn't you be focusing on the show here, Dave?
On the show, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you know what? He's so good, he doesn't miss a beat. I can't yell at him yet.
You need a Twittervention.
We gotta have a Twittervention. Yeah, totally.
Do you follow any other celebrities on Twitter?
Shaquille O'Neal, I like his. He rarely comes out and says stuff, and it always makes me laugh. Like, I don't know what was the last one he sent, but it's called the and then underscore real underscore Shaq. That's what his name is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And he sends out really funny ones, and it's just like random. Like, he'll send out song lyrics or something like that, and just make me laugh.
Someone is totally tweet blocking me right now because I have not gotten a response.
Tweet blocking?
Okay, you just sent one just now.
I did.
Let me go. I'm reloading. There you go.
Come on.
Oh,
you
cute.
See it?
You put tweet on there.
I did. And then I said it.
Her Twitter name is @ I love Jimmy Fallon so much.
I'm currently stalking Jimmy Fallon.
Q100 Wendy.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's me.
All right. Okay, so, let me think of something to say back.
I'm going to ignore your tweet.
From now on.
I'm choosing to ignore
your
you.
Only tweet. You're one only.
I'm sending one right now.
Yes.
Hey, now, outside of tweet and Twitter, tell us about the show here. Because, I mean, that first night when the lights go on you, I mean, and you have that time slot, I imagine the pressure that you had, I think I would have puked right before that first show.
I mean, I think I almost did. I just had it kind of in my mouth. Yeah, I was like, it was the first show. It's the oddest thing because you get this job, and it's like a lot of people are watching you at your first day at work. You know, and judging you.
Yeah.
And not only that, but your mom and dad come to your office. They want to see your job. My aunt and uncle, my sister was there, like, all the people supporting me. My office was all balloons and flowers. It was like I got my appendix taken out. I was like, it wasn't like my office at all. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was flop sweating before I even went out. I was just nervous. I just wanted to make sure everyone's happy and sit in their seats and happy. And so it was just a lot of, like, I just kind of wanted to get it through, and thank God, you know, De Niro showed up and Timberlake showed up because it was a crazy snowstorm in New York. I don't know if you remember that, but I was nervous, like, these guests aren't going to make it. Van Morrison's going to call me, like, I'm stuck in Dublin. And then I'll be like, this is terrible. So I didn't know what to, I was thinking, I was like, I got to call Tina Fey. I know she lives here, so I can get her. She can come down to me. But I'm like, I was freaking out.
Did you have at any point between getting the job and the lights actually hitting you the very first night, did you think, oh, God, I bit off way more than I could chew. Is there any way to get out of this?
There was one moment, I think, when it was surreal. First of all, when did you get my tweet?
I did get your tweet. I tweeted.
What does it say?
It said, say hi to Jeff for me. It's so personal, Jimmy. I feel like we had this really strong relationship.
I just miss him, that's all.
There was one part
where I was coming through the curtain. The curtain opens, and it was just like one of those surreal moments like you've seen in movies, and you've seen, I've watched so many DVDs about Johnny Carson and Jack Parr and you know, and all these shows where you see him backstage, or even Larry Sanders, and that just kind of made me like... just so excited when the curtain opened up and I walked out to the spotlight. It was like, it didn't feel like it was me, but it felt like I was watching a movie or something.
Didn't you watch any Arsenio Hall?
Yeah, of course I was. Well, I didn't watch any recently, but I used to, yeah. I love him. I thought he was great.
Is that something that you visualized for yourself when you were a kid? Is that moment?
No, I didn't. But then it was weird. My mom found this thing, of course, when NBC announced that I was going to take over for Conan. they said, my mom was like, remember they put that thing in your yearbook in eighth grade? And I was like, no, they said, and I looked, and they made a prediction in my eighth grade yearbook. They said, James Fallon will most likely replace David Letterman.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Isn't that weird? And I was like, oh, I forgot all about that. So maybe a seed was planted when I was in eighth grade. I had no idea. I mean, I remember it now, like, looking back, going, oh, yeah, I do remember that. It's weird. But my principal was Nostradamus. So it kind of makes more sense now. She also said something about Hitler, which I don't know.
Tracy Morgan, though, did say something. He didn't say it during the interview, but when after y'all got up and we're going to commercial break, uh-huh. And, like, he kind of gave you a hug and said congratulations. He said something along the lines of, you said you were going to do this. You finally made it, or something like that. It was really touching and really cool. So it's so...
Yeah. I think, like, when I was leaving the show, I mean, me and Tracy, by the way, were totally friends, and then until I just read somewhere they trashed me, and then I was like, what? So that was a beef solver over there, too, as well, because I was like, dude, are you mad at me? Like, tell me. Like, at least talk to me before. And he said, no, he was misquoted, and he was having a rough time at that point anyway.
So that I thought that was just like you were just messing with him, but he really did say some stuff that hurt your feelings?
Yeah, I called him up. I was like, dude, what's up? I mean, you got something to say? Say it to my face. Tell me.
Tell me to my face over the phone.
Yeah. Or right, say it to my face over the phone. Yeah.
Jimmy?
I think that was NBC cutting off the call.
Wow. Jimmy? Why did you leave me again, Jimmy Fallon?
Were we on a time limit with him?
I don't think so.
Was it the Tracy thing?
That's sad.
I think not. I think our time limit maybe was up.
I think it was just time.
Yeah. That's how it works on the networks right now.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.